Now another important connection is between shamanism and out-of-body experiences. I was fortunate enough many years ago to spend 2 weeks with shamans in Peru. And during this time, we did many different practices. And I had an opportunity to, in a sense, interview the shamans and to learn their techniques. I learned about the ancient and deep connection between shamanism and healing, and how shamans used different techniques to actually heal members of their community and tribe. For over 10,000 years, shamans have used specific techniques to provide healing in many different cultures all around the world. What I found especially fascinating was the fact that many of these shamans are experts at actually leaving their physical body and healing from a higher perception than what medical science today is used to or can even accept. Many trained shamans have the ability to actually leave their physical bodies and interact with the energy blocks of an individual. Let me give you an example. In an altered state of consciousness, shaman can actually examine the energy field of an individual and see the dark spots or energy blockages that are present with the person before them. I experienced this myself. They can actually see the dark energy that may be in someone's shoulder. That's an indication of a current or even a potentially future illness or disease that may be inflicting this person at some time. What they do at this point is first they diagnose the illness or the disease that may be with this person, and then they begin to use various techniques to alter the energy field of the person. For example, in a traditional shamanic technique and ceremony, you will stand up against often a rock or a large cliff face, and one or two shamans will examine your energy field, and they will look for areas that are out of harmony. And then they will approach and begin to shift this energy using various energetic devices. For instance, they may use a condor feather or any kind of external device and begin to brush the person and to move the energy. They will use their psychic vision and their ability to see this energy and begin to use their own intention and focus to shift and break up the energy blockages in the person before them. In this way, they actually begin to break up the massive energy, the negative force that may be influencing this person, and actually eliminating it. Often they will go in and begin to draw that dark energy or blockage from the person using various techniques. What I found interesting in my experience with shamans is that many of them have the ability to actually leave their physical body. And in this state, they can interact person to person, vibration to vibration, with the illness of the individual. For instance, all illnesses begin from the inner and work their way out to the physical body. The astral plane and the astral body is very much the substructure of the physical body, of the physical world. And all illnesses begin inside this energy field and slowly manifest. In a very real sense, the astral body is the energy substructure of all outer causes that we experience in our physical life. And what a shaman does, they will examine and see that there's a blockage in the energy field of the individual. During an out-of-body experience, they will actually go and begin to shift, to move, to actually remove this energy blockage. This is done extremely effectively because during an out-of-body experience, they're vibrating at the same level and rate as the core cause of the physical problem. In other words, if there's a tumor in an individual, it means that there is an energy blockage that is the cause. There is a non-physical cause for the physical event. And all physical events begin on the inner and work their way out into the outer world of matter. They have the ability to move, to shift their consciousness, and to go to the source of the energy blockage or to the source of the tumor and begin to break that energy up, to shift it, to move it away, to replace it. They use specific techniques to actually draw that negative energy from the individual, and then this allows healing to begin. This is a practice that shamans have been doing worldwide in different cultures for tens of thousands of years. This has been the very core of healing in many ancient cultures. Unfortunately, modern medicine has lost this kind of knowledge. The power of out-of-body experiences is that we are connecting to our ability to be able to interact, influence, and even adjust and potentially cure physical ailments by the way that we manage and direct energy during an out-of-body experience. This has profound implications for all of us, because we have the natural ability to affect the physical world. We have the natural ability to change the energy dynamic by going from the inside and going to the source of the issue, going to the energetic source and making an adjustment, making a shift. This is the source of all true healing anyway. Any physician will tell you that all healing is done by the body, by the individual, and it's the drugs and the surgeries just provide an opportunity for this inner healing to occur. Out-of-body exploration gives us an opportunity to interact with and provide healing on a level that is just beginning to be known. It's a powerful approach that people are just awakening to.